KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Checking sports this morning, the Drake Relays are set for this coming weekend in Des Moines. High school athletes begin competition this Thursday, April 22nd. Here's a rundown on some of those area qualifiers for this year's Drake Relays in the high school division. On the girls' side, Jaden Sellers of Panorama qualified in both the 100 and 400-meter dash events. Maddox DeVault of Nottoway Valley in the 100 hurdles. The 4x100 teams from Lewis Central, Nottoway Valley, and Panorama all qualified. Panorama and Harlan both are in the 4x4. Nottoway Valley got in the shuttle hurdle relay. Chloe Largent of ACGC is in the high jump. The long jump will include Maddie Bergman of Lewis Central, Maddie Fry of Nottoway Valley, and Shea Sennert of Carroll. Kenzie Sean of Kemper Catholic will be part of the shot put event, along with Zoe Russ of Underwood, Sarah Morales of Shenandoah, Molly Vantiger of Cam, and Kelsey Fields of Creston. The discus will include Haley Seidler of Underwood and Kelsey Fields of Creston. On the boys' side, among the local qualifiers in the 100-meter dash, Aiden Hall of Harlan and Braden Woolen of Underwood qualified. Woolen also qualified for the 400 meters. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic will run in the 800 meters. At the 110 high hurdle, Sid Schaff of Trainer and Noah James of Trainer both qualified. In the 400 hurdles, Gavin Smith of Audubon, Connor McKee of Cam, Noah James of Trainer, and Sid Schaff of Trainer are all in. Glenwood and Underwood both qualified in the 4x100. Trainer is in the 4x200-meter relay. Also, Underwood and Trainer got the 4x400 teams in. The distance medley team from Lewis Central qualified. In the field events, Noah James of Trainer, Brogan Allensworth of Riverside, and Isaac Jones of Clarinda all are in the high jump. Tori Feldman of Carroll qualified in the long jump, and the shot put Hunter Dio of Lewis Central and Lane Pryor of Woodbine qualified in the shot put. Again, the Drake Relays for the high school students. Those activities will get underway this Thursday. Now, recapping some weekend high school sports, the Atlantic boys and girls track teams had some strong performances at the Sioux City Relays Saturday. On the boys' side, Atlantic grabbed a win in the sprint medley relay with Gannon O'Hara, Zane Vance, Caden Anderson, and Craig Allen Becker. Becker also was fifth in the 1,600 meters. In girls' competition, the 4x800-meter relay team of Clara Pellett, Kennedy Gergen, Ava Rush, and Taylor McCready finished third. McCready had a season-best time in the fourth place finish in the 1,500 meters. Ava Rush had a personal best in the sixth place finish in that event. Also, the 4x400-meter relay team of Chloe Mullinex, McCready, Rush, and Haley Rasmussen had a third place finish on Saturday. In high school soccer on the weekend at the ADM tournament, it was on the girls' side. ADM beating Des Moines Hoover 7-0. Glenwood over Bishop Heelan Catholic 3-2 in overtime. Glenwood beat Bondurant Farrar 3-0. Norwalk over Bishop Heelan Catholic 2-0. Pella beat ADM 3-2. Van Meter over Perry 4-1. Van Meter beat Newton 3-0. In boys soccer on the weekend in the Atlantic tournament, it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley beating Logan Magnolia 6-0. Underwood over Atlantic 5-0. The consolation match saw Logan Magnolia top Atlantic 2-1. In the championship, it was Underwood 2-0 over West Central Valley. Nottoway Valley, it was a 2-1 win and took two overtimes and penalty kicks to get to that conclusion. Also, the Winterset tournament, Gilbert over Harlan 1-0. Oskaloosa beat Winterset 2-1. In the consolation, Winterset 1-0 over Harlan. The championship saw Oskaloosa beat Gilbert 1-0. In the West Des Moines Valley tournament, Des Moines Hoover over Abraham Lincoln in penalty kicks 3-2. Dowling Catholic 1-0 over Abraham Lincoln. Dowling Catholic beat Sioux City North 2-0. Sioux City North over Des Moines Hoover 1-0. In high school golf on the weekend, in the Westwood tournament on Saturday, it was the Westwood Blue team winning with a 325 total. Kingsley Pearson at 336 was second. Bowyer Valley third at 252. Owen Collison of West Monona had the low round of 72 in that meet on Saturday. Well, fans returned to Kinnick Stadium over the weekend as the Hawkeyes closed their third week of spring drills with an open practice. It was the first time fans have been in the stadium since the Hawkeyes beat Illinois 19-10. Back on November 23rd of 2019.
Just great to have, you know, live people in the stands, and that provide a little bit of electricity for everybody. And, you know, I think certainly we're all hopeful that it's a sign that we're moving in the right direction right now as a country. It seems like things are getting a little bit better, not a lot, but that's certainly a good indicator. And
that's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says it's been nice to settle into a routine. He says it's most important for the majority of the roster that's not been through a spring practice.
They didn't have a spring practice last year. Again, they've never gone through a normal preseason. And so they've missed out on a lot of fundamental work. And I think that's shown on the field, has showed, and will continue to show, I'm sure, the rest of the spring ball. But with that, you know, we're seeing improvement.
Ferentz says the fortunes of the Hawkeyes will rest on the shoulders of their veteran players. In NFL news, former Kansas City Chiefs tight end and longtime Missouri politician Fred Arbanis died at the age of 82. He was a key member of the Chiefs' first two Super Bowl teams in the 1960s and 70s. He was a six-time All-AFL selection and was picked to the all-time AFL team by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Major League Baseball action yesterday. Phillies ace Aaron Nola fired his first nine-inning shutout in the majors as he fanned 10, allowing two hits and a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals. Bryce Harper homered and had three hits for Philadelphia one day after being held out of the lineup due to tightness in his lower back. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer off of Toronto reliever TJ Zoik in the seventh inning to propel the Royals to a 2-0 win over the Blue Jays. Brady Singer kept Toronto off the board through six innings. Elsewhere, it was the Indians over the Reds 6-3. Rays beat the Yankees 4-2. The White Sox swept a pair from the Red Sox 3-2 and 5-1. A's beat the Tigers 3-2. Mariners over the Astros 7-2. Rangers in 10 innings 1-0 over the Orioles. Padres beat the Dodgers 5-2. The Braves over the Cubs 13-4. Mets over the Rockies 2-1. Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 5-2. Giants 1-0 over the Marlins. And the Pirates beat the Brewers in 10 innings 6-5. Washington Nationals placed right-handed pitcher Steven Strasburg on the 10-day injured list Sunday because of a right shoulder inflammation. That move was retroactive to April 15th. Also, Monday night's game between Minnesota and Oakland at the Coliseum has been postponed because of the Twins' continued COVID-19 problems. Two games this weekend between the Twins and the LA Angels in Anaheim were postponed. MLB said the Twins and A's are tentatively scheduled for a straight doubleheader Tuesday as a makeup. Yankees outfielder Jay Bruce is retired. The 34-year-old is a three-time All-Star outfielder. He went to spring training with the Yankees on a minor league deal and made the major league roster as a first baseman when Luke Voit injured a knee. He was hitting .118 with a homer and three RBIs in 39 plate appearances, and that was before yesterday's contest. In racing, Alex Bowman passed Denny Hamlin on a restart with 10 laps to go and drove away at Richmond Raceway for his third career victory in the NASCAR Series. Bowman produced a stunning conclusion to a race that Hamlin had dominated with Martin Truex Jr. and Joey Logano. With all eyes on Hamlin and Logano on the restart, Bowman ducked inside Hamlin and easily gained that spot and held on to the finish to become the eighth winner in nine cup races this season. Hamlin did hang on to finish second, followed by Logano, Christopher Bell, and Martin Truex. Stewart Cink had a steady, stress-free 70 to cap off a dominant week and win his third RBC Heritage title. He finished 19 under par and easily won that tourney. Steve Stricker closed with a 5-under-67, taking control with a wedge into a 3-foot birdie into the 16th hole to capture the Chubb Classic on the senior tour. That's Check of Sports here this hour.